seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
Are you an entrepreneur out there? Nobody in the world knows your business. They don't know the name. They don't know the site. They don't know the social media. They don't know nothing about it. I am Patrick Bet-David, and today we're going to talk about how to increase brand awareness. Recently, I did a video titled 14 Guerrilla Marketing Tactics for Entrepreneurs, and several of you asked me, Pat, can you do one on how I can increase my brand awareness of the business or whatever that is that I'm building? So today, I'm going to give you 13 different tactics on how to help you do that. And so let me get right into it. Point number one, you hear PR publicity often. You know, I'm a publicist. How do I get publicity? Look, a few different things you got to be thinking about. People want to know what your opinions are. People want to know what you're thinking about. Now, I'm not talking about bashing and all that other stuff, but people know what you're thinking about. And so sometimes people say, well, I'm afraid. What if somebody disagrees? What if they do? But you may have a big audience that will agree, because think about who you follow yourself. You follow people with opinion, whether it's sports, politics, business, no matter what it is, you want to hear people's opinions. Well, people want to hear your opinion as well if you want to get your brand awareness out there. So how do you deliver your opinion? It's either voice, which is podcasts. Every car nowadays has a podcast. Two, it's video, Facebook, YouTube. So you start making videos. Or number three is written. So you have a blog and you write about what you're thinking about. The other part is start contributing for some websites. I can't tell you how many websites I've written for. Literally, if I told you some strange website I've written for, I had zero presence online. I started very late on the social media side. Many guys started early. I was very, very late to the social media presence. Some of the guys had a lot more edge on that. But it doesn't matter what it is. You can always get started. Start writing. You know, ask to apply for Huffington Post and contribute for them. They literally have an application for you to submit to be a contributor for them. The other part about publicity is hiring a PR rep. Sometimes as a newer person, you may not be able to afford paying somebody $2,500 a month or $5,000 a month, or some of the guys from New York and LA, $10,000 a month. But what I suggest you do, I would always tell PR reps, listen, if you work with me and deliver for 3 months, I'll sign a long-term contract with you. What do you mean? I will pay you $500 per placement that's on this list. Great. You're making your PR rep work. If they say no, they say no. But if somebody says yes and they do it, they place three in a month. You're only paying them $1,500 versus $3,000 in a month. So you can put them to work. The other part that you can do as well that's creative is break some Guinness Book of World Records. We literally called Guinness World Record. And I said, I want to break a Guinness World Record. And they said, what do you want to break? I said, well, tell me some of the things that you have in mind. We're thinking about doing chess or checkers or something like that. They said, well, chess is been done, but checkers, you can go out there and this is the number that you need to beat. I said, great. We brought down somebody that did the entire thing. It was regulated. Doors were closed. And we actually hold the record. We broke it February of 2014 for the most checkers players in a room. You literally, if you go type this on Guinness Book of World Record and you go on YouTube, you'll see this come up. We broke the record. Got a lot of publicity. News was there. Mayors, senators, all these other people showed up because they wanted to be part of a Guinness Book of World Record. Number two, controversy. Have a position that other people don't have in your industry. If you're saying what everybody else is saying in your industry, no one's going to hear you. You got to make some noise. People got to know what you're doing. People got to know how different you are. And sometimes you're going to say something and all of a sudden you'll get a loyal following that'll come and say, I agree with you. I wrote an article about how I don't believe real estate is the American dream. I've never believed real estate is the American dream. People got upset about that. I started talking about how the life insurance industry is mainly around white, Caucasian. They're not looking at multicultural, Hispanics, Middle Eastern, Asian, African American. It's mainly dominated in that marketplace. And people said, what are you saying? I said, here's what you're looking at. Look what LIMRA report is telling us. What are we going to do to be connected to this audience? I disagree with you. Why are you making this about race? I'm not making it about anything. My wife is American. I'm just telling you, this market needs help. I can't believe he said this. I agree with him. Boom. People started contacting, and then magazines within the industry wanted to hear about my controversial point on that. Point number three, every once in a while, you got to go for the home run. These are all singles, doubles, triples, but every once in a while, you got to go for a home run to be a game changer. Number four, strategic partnership, cross-pollinate. You got a business, so you'll go to another guy and say, why don't we figure out a way to cross-pollinate so I bring clients to you and you bring clients to me. What can we do here? How can we collaborate together? There's a lot of great partnerships out there that you can have. Number five, influencer marketing. I can tell you this for me probably played the biggest role in helping my business go to the next level. Matter of fact, I can guarantee you it's number one on the list. Let me explain to you why. Influencer marketing. I got started early on as a financial advisor. I'm cold calling everybody. No one's listening to me. I'm a Morgan Stanley Dean Witter guy. No one is listening to me. I don't have a for you. I have nothing going on. So I'm calling people with money and all these things. No one is willing to listen. Finally, I got one believer. I sat down with him. He says, you're a new broker. I don't believe you're going to stick around. He's a $20 million guy. I kept impressing him. The moment he bought into it, he bought from me. Then he told all his high influencers to do business with me. Then I started getting bigger accounts. I have one influencer that I had a relationship with who introduced me to Tom, who introduced me to our biggest broker that we have in our firm right now. One influencer that did that. So I started having many centers of influence meetings. I set up 20 of them. These are 20 people with a lot of credibility. And I would have meetings with them every quarter. I would send them books, send them gifts, send them different things after I was done meeting with them. And it was always about establishing a relationship with them. Eventually, they gave so much business because I helped them out. Things started growing. That's direct. These are people I directly build a relationship with. Some of the ones may be indirect. You got people online that may be willing to work with you. You got some people online you'll approach. Nowadays, it's so easy to approach somebody. I think it's if you send a message to somebody that has 40, I'm going to go after, you know, Kardashian, and they got 95 million followers on Twitter. If you go to somebody who has 128,000 followers, maybe a little bit higher chances of them willing to do something with you. 69,000 followers, 220,000 followers, 7.9 million followers, and maybe too early for you to do that. But centers of influence, influencer marketing can do a lot for you. You know, nowadays they're making movies with Instagram accounts who's a girl or a guy that has a lot of followers, 2.9 million followers. They're taking seven of them, total 20 million followers, and they're making a movie. And instantly these Instagram influencers are saying, go, I'm in this movie. Go watch this, I'm in this movie. And the movie's blown up and the budget was only $800,000 or $1 million or $2 million. They don't have to give a $22 million contract to a Will Smith or a $36 million contract to Johnny Depp. They don't have to do that. They can get these Instagram guys to get them going in business. You'll see a lot of guys, my friends, Kelly Nishimoto used to be on Valuetainment. She would talk about how her and I sat down one time and says, how do I do this? I said, go find the hottest girls with girls that have nice butts, and this is your brand, cute booty is your brand, and bring them a ton of supply, give them stuff, record a video, make a picture of them, and that'll get out to their audience. They did that. You can do this with so many. It's so easy nowadays if you have a tangible product to do that today, more than ever before. Number six, create wow experiences. Let me explain to you what I mean by wow experiences. Okay, perfect. Let me just show you something that happens to be so random, and I'm walking away from the camera, but I'll tell you this. So we're in Vegas. I'm out. This has nothing to do with anything, but I'm going to show you something. Audible. You guys don't even know what I'm doing right now, okay? So I'm out there. My wife starts telling me how she likes this specific ring. Okay, but the ring was different. And I said, what do you mean it's different? Well, I wouldn't mind if it's slightly different. I don't know if I'm going to zoom in, so don't. It's going to be fine. So here's a ring, right? And by the way, check this out. You open it up, boom, light goes off. How cool is that, right? So I like this ring. I want that blue stone. I want the diamonds. I want this. I want that. I said, okay. I'm going to get, she has no idea it's sitting here. By the way, she has not seen this video. That means I have to give it to her in the next few days because it has to go out, right? Wow experiences for everybody around you. This is family. You can do this with customers, surprise them, find out when their birthday is, their anniversary, send them strange, funny gifts. You know, come out of nowhere, an emotional moment, introduce two people, a friend they haven't seen, set up different things, set up a strange three-way conference call and say, guess who I have on the call? I wanted to call in as a CEO saying hello to your customer. There's so many ways for you to have wow experiences. You just have to pay attention to signs and say, what if I do this? That'll put a smile on his face, on her face, on their face, on this company's face, on this client's face. Let me make them feel good about it. And people all of a sudden start telling that story to other people and say, man, that guy didn't do it for me. This guy did it for me. You can do that all the time. We were at a restaurant last week when I was doing business with Oscar De La Hoya. We were at a restaurant last week, maybe last week, 2 weeks ago in LA. I go to this restaurant. They got 13,000 reviews on Yelp, 4 stars. Very, very well known in downtown LA. I say, I need to see your manager right now. And a waitress gets uncomfortable and they go and I say, I need to see the general manager right now. She walks away. Everybody starts looking at this general manager walking up to me. I said, what's your name? He says, John. Suited up, beautiful place. I said, John, I just want to tell you something. And I'm looking like, he says, what's that? I don't know what you're doing here, but the service here is amazing. I'm so impressed by the service here. You know, Jenny here was flawless. I've never seen somebody serve the way she did. She paid attention to everything. She brought the referrals. I never once had to ask about it. It's very obvious what you guys do is a flawless job. And you see him go like this. Are you serious? I said, yes. He says, I thought you were about to complain because that's all we get. I said, I know you get it all the time, but I just wanted to tell you, whatever you're doing, I'm taking notice of it. Keep it up. It's awesome. They went back. They came back. They didn't want to take the money. They said this, we'll give it. I said, no, I'm not here to tell you that. I just want you to know, wow, great experience. You can do it for everybody all the time. Six, I said, Brandon, went number seven, to establish a unique personality. You can have characters. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You know, Progressive has Flowy. Old Spice has that one guy that you don't see it here. And then now look out, look below. You wish you saw all this stuff. You can have that guy, the Verizon guy, who's now a Sprint guy or a T-Mobile guy. He's hilarious, right? You know, where people recognize him. There's a lot of marketing being done with the personality side. This is a hit and miss, just so you know that. It works at times and sometimes it doesn't work. Number eight, referral programs, affiliate. There's many ways to create affiliate programs. You give me a motivation to do that. And by the way, it doesn't always work. And if you overdo it, it devalues your product, but it works if you do it every once in a while. Don't just count on this all the time. Number nine, social media contest. You know, vote for this. You know, do a tag for this. Tag somebody, we'll choose somebody this. First person that comments this, first person that answers this, we're gonna give this away. There's so many Instagram contests. You know, Twitter, you can do the voting thing. There's so many different ways to do social media contests nowadays. Number 10, do an industry research and study paid for by you. Spend $50,000, $30,000, $10,000. Pay a research firm, let them do it for you. And then from there, explain it to them that this is done by your company. And everybody says, oh my gosh, this is so great. It was done by this company. Yes, let us share this research with you. Infographics, studies, polls, all of these things that companies do, you can create this and your brand is on it. Everybody within your industry shares that, knowing your brand is all over the place because you did that study. It brings you a lot of credibility. Number 11, freebies, giveaways. Hey, go tag three people, I'll give you this. Hey, go share this and we'll give you this. Hey, go and tell this story. Post a video and we'll do this. There's a lot of different giveaways to be given away. Number 12, hashtags. And let me explain what I mean by hashtags. If you go to Insta, the hashtag Insta, I think it's a couple hundred million times, if not 50 million times, right? If you go look for hashtag lifestyle, all over the place, millions of people use that hashtag. Don't use those hashtags. I'm talking niche hashtags. Niche to your city. Niche. If you're in a city that nobody else knows, Glendale. Glendale is only Glendale, Arizona or Glendale, California, but that's a niche. So anybody in Glendale, they're on their phone, they're going through hashtags and you pop up. Look for a niche, a product like finance, forget finance, go life insurance. You know, real estate, talk REO, short sale. You know, whatever it is, flipping properties, it's niche. And then tag those, like those, communicate with those, comment on those. And you're following that small community, but don't be too general, very specific hashtags. And last but not least, 13 exclusive offers. You can tell I pretty much ran out of real estate here. What am I writing here? Exclusive offers, time sensitive, where you say in the next 24 hours, if you do X, Y, Z, traffic, everybody goes to it. By end of the week, I'm gonna choose this, everybody goes to it. Again, this one here and the affiliate program, those two, you can't overdo it. You overdo it, it loses value and nobody responds to it. I sometimes get an email from different websites or people I have subscribed to just kind of see their emails. And it's offers every day. It's too much. I no longer even listen to it. I unsubscribe because it's too much. Some people disagree with what I'm telling you. I'm just telling you, for me, brand awareness, if you're just looking at me as a sale all the flipping time, you're gonna lose me. I need you to understand there's a relationship. Educate me, give me value, entertain me. Give me a wow factor and then make an offer to me that I'm willing to buy from you. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.